We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. We watch this light as it begins to grow larger and larger. Until now, it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. And we see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit by this same beautiful golden light. And here we are, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together and all of our relationships and experiences together to Him. We ask that God's most Holy Spirit be upon us, entering into the deepest regions of our thoughts and our feelings, that we might be lifted up above and beyond the sorrows, the limitations, and the fears of this world to the love and to the peace that lay beyond. And so it is. Amen. One of the exercises in the workbook of the Course in Miracles is, I am not the victim of the world I see. So I want to talk about the topic of forgiveness tonight, specifically related to situations where we feel that we have been victimized. Now, in A Course in Miracles, we are taught that if we do not take 100% responsibility for our experiences in life, then the price that we pay for that is that we will not be able to change those experiences. And that's why we want to take 100% responsibility. So I went through a situation once where I was walking around saying, I forgive myself and others, I forgive myself and others, I forgive myself and others, I forgive myself and others. But I was not finding myself free of my pain. And I did one of those things, I'm sure we've all done them, where you're up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep and you're in pain and you just start looking at all the books on your bookshelf to see if something jumps out at you. Right? And we talk here often about how, you know, books will just fall at your feet. And I saw a book on my bookshelf that is something I'd known about for years. Because I remember when it came out, everybody was talking about it. But I had opened it once and it just didn't speak to me. But that particular night, it really spoke to me in a huge way. It's called Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tipping. And in the first chapter of the book, I remember when I read it, it really blew my mind, because in that chapter, he really lays out a case that the situations that are problematical to you, if you will look at them in adulthood, if you will look at them, that they are an exact outpicturing of the beliefs that you formed in childhood. And I saw that, and I realized that in this situation, I was really big on, nobody will support me here. Nobody will listen to me. Nobody understands me, right? Nobody listens to me. Nobody supports me. Nobody supports me. Nobody listens to me. Nobody understands me. Nobody loves me. It's funny, because when I started talking about this book to friends right after that, like everybody I talked to, their whole childhood belief that they felt that they were stuck within was, nobody helps me. Nobody has my back. Nobody shows me the ropes or whatever. And so when I started looking at this situation that way, you know, the Course in Miracles talks about traditional forgiveness. Now, when I was saying, I forgive myself and others, I was still saying it with the belief that I had been victimized. Now, the Course in Miracles talks about this forgiveness as forgiveness to destroy, because it's still judging the other person. Now, this is the way it works in Course terms. If I think that what you did to me was real, then in my reality, I will really be at the effect of what you did. Are you with me? So if I think the weapon coming at me is real, then I will be wounded by the weapon, because we are heir to the laws that rule within the world we identify with. So what Colin Tipping was talking about here was the idea of recognizing that, number one, you had attracted, and when I looked at this particular situation in terms of my life, it was kind of mind-blowing, because you say one of two things about experiences within other people that is something that you can then see if there's something for you to take responsibility for. First of all is, quote-unquote, why would I have attracted?